Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is told by the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson. And he writes as follows. The Olam Haz of a Jew, meaning the life of a Jewish person even here in this physical world, is completely different than the Olam Haz of the life of a person in this world is not Jewish. And this is shown by the following story. Of the Rebbe Marash, who was the grandfather of the Rebbe Yosef Yitzchak. Yosef Yitzchak writes as follows. My uncle, Reb Zalman Aaron, and my father, who was the fifth Chabad Rebbe, the Rebbe Rishab, his first name was Shalom Ber, were little children at the time of the story. They were once playing in the garden where my grandfather, that's the Rebbe Marash, the fourth Chabad Rebbe, was seated at his books studying. Rebbe Marash noticed that his children, his two sons, were involved in a debate. They were arguing about something. So he called them over and asked them, what were they discussing? They were both very shy. One was about 4 years old at the time, and one was about 5 years old. And they didn't want to tell their father what they were discussing. But since they were shy, their sister, the Varaleya, their older sister, told their father what they had been talking about. It was that their teacher, their Malamed, Reb Shalom, had told them something that it says in Likutei Torah, that it says in a sefer written by the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, and it's written there that there's a difference between the midos, the kind of way that we act and the way that we feel, the midos of a Jew and the midos of a non-Jew. My father, that is the Rebbe Rishab, Shalom Ber, was then 4 years old. He didn't understand this, and he didn't believe that there was such a difference. And he wasn't convinced by his older brother, Zalman Aaron's explanation. He could not believe that it was really true that the emotions and the feelings, the midos, of a Jew are different than the midos of a non-Jew. So, my grandfather, the Rebbe Marash, called for his attendant, his shamash, Ben Sion, and asked them, Ben Sion, have you eaten today? Yes, said Ben Sion, I have eaten. Did you eat well? Did I eat well? Well, I was satisfied, Baruch Hashem. And why did you eat? In order to live, said Ben Sion. And for what reason do you live? Asked the Rebbe. So that I can be a good Yid, a good Jew, and do what Hashem wants me to do. And Ben Sion sighed. Okay. Please send me Ivan. The Rebbe then said, Ivan was the non-Jew who did different jobs around the property, around the house. Outdoor things, fixing something here, painting something over here. He came to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe asked him, Ivan, have you eaten today? Yes, he answered. Did you eat well? Yes, said Ivan. And why do you eat? Asked the Rebbe. So I can live, said Ivan. And for what reason do you need to live? Asked the Rebbe. Ah, so I can have a glass of mashke, of whiskey, with a nice snack. And he smiled a big smile. Ah! When Ivan had gone, the Rebbe turned to his children. "You see that," he said, "a Jew by nature eats in order to live, and he needs to live in order to be able to be a proper Jew and to do what Hashem commands him. Not only that, but you see, what did Ben Zion do after he said those words? He sighed, because he feels that perhaps he's not really serving Hashem as truthfully as he could. And that's the nature of a Jew. To want to serve Hashem, to eat so that he can serve Hashem, and to know that he could serve Hashem better. What about Ivan? Why did he want to live? So that he could have a tasty treat. And besides saying that he wants to live so he could have a tasty treat, he also gives a big smile because he's imagining how tasty the treat would be. And it's for that pleasure of the tasty treat that he lives. And so, in this way, that Rebbe was able to show his children that yes, a Jew is actually different than a non-Jew. Of course, we have to develop that ability to live in order to serve Hashem, and we have to develop the ability to not be so involved in physical pleasures like eating and drinking that it becomes the purpose of our life. But we are very fortunate that we are Jewish. Ashreinu Motov Chokeinu. We're very fortunate. Not only did Hashem give the Torah to us, but also we have a special quality within us to want to serve Hashem. Thank you very much for joining the story of the day.